This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Welcome to the October 19th, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Pediatrics. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I will be reading synopses of articles on oncology published today. Gamma knife surgery for a hemangioma of the cavernous sinus in a child. A case report by Rory Murphy and colleagues. Cavernous sinus hemangiomas are rare vascular abnormalities that constitute 0.4 to 2% of all lesions within the cavernous sinus. These hemangiomas are high-flow vascular tumors that tend to hemorrhage profusely during resection, leading to incomplete resection and high morbidity and mortality. While gamma knife surgery has proven to be an effective treatment of cavernous sinus hemangiomas in the adult population, few reports of GKS for treatment of these hemangiomas exist in the pediatric literature. A right-handed 15-year-old girl presented with a left sixth cranial nerve palsy. Serial MRI studies revealed an enlarging gadolinium-enhancing mass on T1-weighted imaging that measured 13.2 by 12.6 by 12.6 millimeters. It was centered in the left cavernous sinus with mass effect on the left internal carotid artery and pituitary gland. After a biopsy procedure, a dose of 16 gray prescribed to the 50% isodose line was utilized. Evaluation of the dose volume histogram demonstrated a maximum dose of less than 6 gray to the optic chiasm. The dose rate was 2.8 gray per minute. Treatment was delivered with the Gamma Knife Perfexion model number 10.1.0. 21 months post-onset of symptoms, 16 months after GKS, the patient's diplopia and sixth cranial nerve palsy had resolved. Repeat MRI scans revealed a complete imaging-defined response of her lesion to the gamma knife surgery. If suspicion for a cavernous sinus hemangioma is high in a pediatric patient, gamma knife surgery may be considered as an effective treatment modality, thus avoiding the morbidities of open resection. The effect of alpha-V integrin inhibition on the malignant characteristics of medulloblastoma. A laboratory investigation by Eric Thompson and co-authors. Integrins, a family of cell surface proteins that have roles in cell migration, cell-to-cell adhesion, and angiogenesis, are expressed in hypoxic conditions. The objective of this study was to determine if hypoxia induces an aggressive phenotype in human medulloblastoma cells. Cells analyzed were D283-MED cells that constitutively express high levels of CMYC and DAOY cells that have low constitutive expression of CMYC. The authors also sought to determine if blocking alpha-V integrins with monoclonal antibody intertamamab inhibits hypoxia-induced cellular stress responses. Cells were grown at 21% oxygen and 1% oxygen, and in the presence or absence of intertamamab. The authors found that both cell lines robustly expressed alpha-V integrins. Both cell lines exhibited a significant dose-dependent decrease in proliferation when treated with intertamamab. Intertamamab significantly inhibited DAOY migration at both oxygen conditions. Intertamamab also significantly decreased vascular endothelial growth factor levels at oxygen conditions. Neither cell line had increased hypoxia-inducible factor 1 alpha expression in response to hypoxia. Notably, hypoxic D283 med cells grown in the presence of intertumumab demonstrated significantly decreased CMYC expression. In conclusion, inhibiting alpha-V integrins resulted in decreased medulloblastoma cell proliferation and migration, and vascular endothelial growth factor and CMYC expression. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.